Let's talk a little DCS track. I know you're pumped and excited. Always get that way. And like myself, when the track and field season come around, you had a great ending of the season last year. And you got a lot of those same kids back once again. The expectations, again, are through the roof for the girls and boys there at DCS for track and field, aren't they?
Yeah, and we love high expectations. We love the standard being set high for us. And you know, we want to achieve great things with our kids and you know, put them in situations where they can be their best, and you know, it's a lot of track. You know, it's fun to win the event, but a lot of it comes down to, can you score those 6, 7, 8 place points? And you know, you find some of those points in several events, and you end up winning track meets. So pretty excited. I think we can do that on both sides. We can score, you know, big numbers with the girls. We got coming back. Got a lot of big time talent on the girls' side. Not a lot of kids out. Not a lot of depth. But you know, on the boys' side, we got some depth, some kids that are up ranked pretty high. But you know, again, we're going to try to find those 5th, 6th, 7th place points that we can you know, try to win these with.
Girls, first, coach, you can score a lot of points. Yeah, your sprints, your field events, the throws. Kennedy Bailey back once again. You put some relays together. There's a lot of and middle distance as well. There's a lot of events you can score at this year, can't you?
Yeah, like I said, with only 8 girls out, we can score a lot of points, you know, with those girls, which will be exciting to see this year. You know, obviously Claire and Kennedy winning the state championships last year, the 400 and the disc. Kennedy's throwing the shot 41-11, I think, this winter. So she's having a great winter throwing the shot. So she'll be, you know, one of the favorites to win the shot. So Kennedy could, I mean, having a great day, obviously got to be healthy, things got to go right. But just look at PRs and numbers. Kennedy's got a shot to win. Or you score big in both the throws down there, and a lot of meets too. And you know, Claire with the 400 in her sprints, you know, she's got, again, health is key, you know, but she's got a possibility to score a lot of points there. Emily Schack just kind of got into running 800 last year, ran a couple miles, and you know, kind of transitioned from a sprinter jumper into the mid distance, and ran 232, and you know, was kind of feeling out the race. And I think Emily can do some great things for us this year in the mid. You know, Emma Balday comes back. She's been our lead leg in our 6th place and 2nd place 4x1s the last 2 years. So having Emma there, you know, in the 4x1 is going to be huge. And then bringing up Abby out of junior high, we're excited to see what Abby's going to do. Kind of think Abby can fill that 2nd leg void that Kiana Riley left. And I think we'll pick right up there. Abby's been doing this for a long time, so she's pretty comfortable with exchanges. And Kennedy Bailey can run too. Kennedy Bailey's pretty quick. We just haven't had to use her in the sprints, you know, relays the last couple of years with having Kiana and Alyssa out there. So kind of excited to see what KB can do on that relay too.
We all saw last year in the sprints what the sprint field is going to be like, and when we watched them at conference, at districts, and at state coach, and a lot of those same girls, plus Clara, are back once again. So it's going to be, it's a loaded field again at a lot of these meets you're going to be at.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, you look at our pack, you know, it'd be kind of fun to see, you know, Jolie and Clara and Addie and Abigail. You know, you can get Kirsten Moore to run in it. You know, I'm sure there's some other girls that are back that qualify for state. You know, Maddie Carlson, can't remember if she made that. I know she's a good sprinter. I think a couple of those other girls graduated. You know, the Decker girl from Wapaw.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we took all 8 out of our district last year to state. You know, and so we're adding some good ones back in there too. So some of those meets could be fun where, you know, we can kind of shovel some people around. And, like you said, Abby's going to hurdle. Abigail's going to focus on hurdling this year, but you know, might be some meets where we run into Addie Hunt and we decide, hey, let's see what Clara, Addie, and Abby can do at the 400, and you know, just create some environment races that could be kind of a fun deal.
Boys' side, of course, Noah Kirchhoff was, or Jackson Kirchhoff, sorry, I always get the brothers mixed up for some odd reason, but Jackson was a workhorse for you last year, but gosh, you've got Lincoln Winsink back once again, also Blaine Aldridge back, and the return of Ethan Latta back in track and field as well, so your boys are going to be just fine this year.
Yeah, we're excited to have a group back again. You know, boys placed 2nd in state last year in the 4x1. Obviously, it's hard to replace a Jackson Kirchhoff anywhere in any sport. You know, you try to do the best you can. And you know, Noah Zeltinko qualified for the long jump last year. He's going to be one that's going to rotate in that 4x1. And then, like I said, bringing Ethan back, you know, letting those two kind of figure out a 4x1 spot, because Kevin Garcia, Blaine Aldridge, and Lincoln are all back on the 4x1 group. you know, all state qualifiers, state medalists. So excited to see what those guys can do. And then, you know, you look at what we can do in the field events. You know, Noah qualified down there last year. Ethan's coming back. He was a second place high jump kid as a freshman, you know, last year because of the ACL injury. And then, yeah, you got second place Brock Bailey, who's thrown 50, I want to say through 58 this winter. You know, he's pushing up there, high 50s, you know, with the goal of breaking 60 this year. And then placed fifth in the disc last year. And then Carlos Diaz, he threw 48-10 this winter. You know, so that 48-10, you know, that's going to put him in the top eight, stay in the shot put. And then if Carlos can put it together in the throws, you know, both those guys can qualify for state and get down there and score in the throws. So we feel we can score in a lot of events. You know, relays are going to be big. We talked off the air about, you know, getting a couple kids out, you know, Cooper Shaw coming out this year and trying to put a four bike together with him and his brother. And, you know, Tegan Yurkowski coming up was a good half miler for us in junior high. And then, you know, adding Ethan, who was a good state qualifier junior high kid when he was 800 meter runner when he was junior high. So adding Ethan into that mix, you know, we feel we can score in all three relays down there. So that's going to be a key work, and we get points. You know, doesn't have to win every event, but if you can, like I said, if you can get those fifth, sixth, seventh place points, eighth place points, that all matters. You know, last year the boys' team title was tied. So when you don't think an eighth place, you know, medal counts, they do. So we've got to find points wherever you can.
Yeah, I think you mentioned Kevin Garcia, but why I think he's in for a huge year in the hurdles and help you on the relays as well, isn't he?
Yeah, he's just such a great kid, man. Anything you want that kid to do, he'll do it. And we joked, we were talking about 4x8, and we're, you know, made the joke. You know, somebody said, Kevin, he's going to make you do it. And Kevin's like, oh, I'll do it. I'm in. I'm like, well, not going to do that because you got the 110s right after the relay. You know, we're not going to do that to you. But, yeah, just that kind of kid. You coach him, you tell him one time, and he does it, he applies it. You know, just doing block starts this week. The kid looks great. Yeah, we're really excited to see what he can do. You know, in those hurdle events. And so just a kid that wants to be coached, he wants to learn, you know, and applies it. And you've just seen the growth in him over the last couple of years. So excited to see what KG can do in the hurdles and the relays.
You're going to take a few kids to Kearney this weekend, aren't you?
Yeah, we wanted to get into Class D meet. I think we just kind of got there a little late. There's 21 or 22 teams entered. You know, UMK didn't want us to come to that one, but they let us come to the Class CB meet on Saturday. You know, so we get a chance to compete. We'll have some kids not there, you know, kind of adding that meet late. Kid, people already had things scheduled and whatnot. We got some district speech that day, too. So I got a couple kids that will be involved in that that won't be there. But, yeah, we'll take – we've got four girls competing and 11 boys. You know, so we get to go up, we get some times, and get to check some things out. So it'll be fun.
Now, the rest of the schedule is going to be, you know, we got up at Perkins County, we're going to see the Don Stein invite, and down in Cambridge, Chase County invite, and you'll take us some kids to the Bader invite, and then RPEC meet at Sutherland, Coach, when the time comes around. That's going to be a big one, isn't it?
Oh, it'll be here sooner than we know. You know, we've been talking about it now, but then it's going to roll around, and we'll probably talk before that meet. Like, shoot, it seemed like yesterday we were just, you know, talking about the RPEC meet, now it's here. But yeah, this conference has been, you know, very good in track, and then, you know, you add Sutherland and Highline to the mix, and they've had good kids the last few years. So, yeah, the 16-team track meet's going to be something. There's going to be a lot of heats and, you know, a lot of good track. It'll be kind of fun to see how everybody, you know, puts their pieces together. And, you know, we just all hope that everybody's healthy, you know, for that meet throughout the year, and everybody gets healthy for districts and state, and we get down to have a great, you know, represent Southwest Nebraska in the RPAC Conference Summit at the state meet.